It's multi-ethnic, it's mostly easy to get around, and it has a lot of character from coast to coast to coast. There are plenty of reasons to enjoy a vacation in Canada this year. Rick Mercer has long been a staple on Canadian TV. He's known for the stunts he gets into as he explores the country to meet some of the friendliest people on the planet. We've asked him to entice his American neighbors with ideas for what we can explore north of the border on a summer escape to Canada.
Absolutely. And you should add affordable, because the way the dollar is, Canada is a bargain.
Now that's a good reminder.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it par now, or what is the deal?
Oh, no, my goodness. The Canadian dollar is so far below the American dollar, it is a one giant bargain up here for you.
Okay, so it's inexpensive, and do I get this right? Canada's got about a tenth of our population, but it's actually got more square miles of land.
If you like the wilderness... Well, I don't want to play into the stereotype that we're a giant wilderness up here, but a big part of the Canadian psyche is absolutely the outdoors, and it is lovely in all seasons. Where I come from, you know, we are a big country. Where I come from, Newfoundland and Labrador, that's as far east as you can get. We're a rock in the middle of the North Atlantic. You know, it's landscape like nowhere else in North America. It's dramatic. It's bold. There's an unforgiving ocean right there that, you know, if you go in there, like, you might last 3 minutes if you're lucky. It's not, you know, the Florida beach. It's a beautiful, beautiful place unlike anywhere else on Earth. So I would tell anyone to start there, but I realize that's a little off the beaten track for most people.
And is that what some people refer to as the Maritimes?
Yes and no. Technically not part of the Maritimes, but that's exactly where we are. And don't ask why. So we're part of Atlantic Canada. Yes. I'll accept Maritimes.
Maybe it's got the charm of if somebody vacationed in Maine or that part of the United States, it'd be similar to that.
I would think it would be very similar, except Newfoundland is a very rugged place. It's, you know, the Vikings settled there and left. It's that rugged. But now with modern technology, you can have a very comfortable visit and see the whales and the icebergs. I mean, you know, I keep forgetting that that's what a lot of people want to come and see, because I grew up with whales, you know, jumping, like, on my way to school, I could see whales jumping in the ocean. It was the school bus went up the road and icebergs were there. So, yeah, of course, come see the whales and the icebergs.
Okay, so that sounds fascinating and really appealing, but let's also temper that with a little bit of overcoming this idea that Canada is vast and sparse. Big city, Toronto, is sort of the New York of Canada.
Toronto is perhaps the most multicultural city on the earth. It is a great big city, just like any great big city, just like New York City. And it has all the bells and whistles that any great city would offer. And as I pointed out, except you're saving about 30 cents on the dollar.
And the police are friendly and riding horses.
You will see police on horseback, but I would be lying if you think that the police are just rolling around on
officiating
at
parades. Okay.
Yeah. We have the largest pride parade, I think, in the entire world. That's a huge tourism draw. So it's that kind of city. And of course,
the multi-ethnic, multicultural, gay-friendly.
Oh, yes. Caravana, which is the, you know, the Caribbean festival, is also one of the largest in the world.
Nice.
We are a city of festivals, and all of that business is going on all the time.
Hey, Rick, when we're thinking about Canada, of course, a unique thing about Canada is the French dimension. And you could basically get a big dose of French culture by just going to Montreal. What's the latest with visiting French Canada?
I would say absolutely go to Montreal, but I would also say Quebec City. And if you go to Quebec City, which is the capital city of Quebec, you are going to Europe. You will feel like you're in Europe. It looks like Europe. They speak French almost, I won't say almost exclusively, but you will feel like you are in Europe. It's like nowhere else.
Your country is legally bilingual, but you are a big-time media person and you speak only English. Is it conceivable somebody in Canada only speaks French?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Of course. Yes, there are lots of places. Yeah, there are lots of places. I visited them on the show where, you know, you have to look long and hard to find someone who speaks French. I mean, English.
Yeah.
But I mean, my generation was perhaps the last generation that you may find people who don't parlez-vous. You know, French immersion education is much more common all over Canada now. And,
I didn't
you know,
realize that. So that's
true.
On the rise, bilingual.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Montreal. all. It's a fluently bilingual city. I mean, I wouldn't want to give anyone the impression that they would have a hard time, you know, getting through the day. People love to see tourists coming, and they'll certainly accommodate you, and they'll certainly speak English to the best of their ability. And in a major city like Montreal, absolutely, you'd have no problem whatsoever. And Montreal is a sexy, sexy city. I mean, that's the best way I could describe it. It's just a wonderful place. And, you know, in Canada, it's often referred to as the two solitudes. There are two distinct cultures, two distinct societies. I mean, there are Quebec movie stars and Quebec musicians and Quebec, you know, artists of huge renown that are virtually unknown in English Canada. And likewise, I mean, my show is aired in Quebec, obviously, because we're in the same country. But, you know, they would not be nearly as familiar with me. There is a French Rick Mercer, and his name is Infoman. And in Quebec, they describe me as the English Infoman. Like, the two of us, we know each other a little bit, but we basically do the same thing in two different languages.
Infoman, c'est notre tournée des conseils municipaux du Québec. Jusque où la Corée du Nord peut-elle tirer ses missiles? Et Chantal me prépare psychologiquement pour la Corée du Sud. Et on le voit, ça se reflète dans les sondages.
But absolutely, Quebec is a wonderful province to visit, and I don't think in North America you can find anything as unique in terms of like a different culture. The culture shock that you have when you go there is probably as great as you could have anywhere in North America.
So I guess you could say that the two interesting urban attractions in French Canada, Montreal is the big sexy city and Quebec is more the colonial European charming city.
Yeah, although, you know, Quebec City is the capital, so it's, you know, it's a real city by all stretches. It's not just like a tourist destination, but, you know, the old part of that city is tremendous.
Canadian comedian and media personality Rick Mercer is our guest today from the Travel with Rick Steves archives. Rick's a native of St. John's, Newfoundland, and hosted the Rick Mercer Report on the CBC network. His special, Talking to Americans, remains the highest-rated Canadian comedy special ever. The Government of Canada gave Rick a special Lifetime Achievement Award and made him an officer of the Order of Canada. His website lists his appearances and links to his latest book, The Road Years, A Memoir Continued. It's at rickmercer.com. Rick, in the United States, we have a vast area that a lot of people consider flyover country, and we have a divided country now, and a lot of people think they're being not heard and so on. Is there a flyover country in Canada also?
It's not quite the same. In Canada, you know, I wouldn't say that there's any states in the United States that, you know, have the unique position that they feel like they're outside of the mainstream. I think in Canada, it's the same could be said where I grew up, Newfoundland and Labrador. Often feels like they're outside of the mainstream because they're out there on the edge in the North Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Western provinces often felt like, you know, decisions were being made in central Canada that were often detrimental to them. And so the West wants in was a slogan that was used for a long time. But, you know, if you go out west, you have, you know, Vancouver, which is a tremendous city. And I don't know of any city in the world that has, you know, such beautiful nature right at its doorstep. I mean, it's just Vancouver is just off the charts beautiful. It's like, it's the most stunning part of the country I've ever been in. You know, and then we have prairie and we have desert. We have a lot of different things. And then, you know, Western Canada, you know, we have the Rockies, which are tremendous. You can go and get on that train with the glass dome and go across the Rockies and you'll never forget it. It's stunning.
We're celebrating Canada with Rick Mercer. He's well known. He's a household word in Canada for his Rick Mercer Report. You can learn more about him at rickmercer.com. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Steve is calling in from just south of the border in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Steve, thanks for your call.
Oh, hi, Rick and Rick. I appreciate that. And
hi, Steve.
Rick Mercer, how are you, Rick?
I'm great, thank you.
Very good. I wanted to follow up on the conversation you were just having, and in particular your discussion about Montreal, Quebec, and Vancouver. My question was, what would you consider the top 5 or 10 places in Canada a person from the U.S. should visit to get a true flavor of Canada?
Well, that's a tough one because, again, I think Americans often don't realize how vast we are. So I think you know, an American understands, like, oh, I'm visiting the United States. Where should I go? No one would say, well, oh, you got a week? Well, you absolutely want to check out Southern California, and you want to go to Maine, and you absolutely want to check out New Orleans. You know, they realize that that's impossible to do. It's just too big. And Canada is this exactly the same way. I would absolutely encourage everyone to visit my home province of Newfoundland and Labrador. I think it's incredibly unique and stunning. I think Toronto as a capital, as a provincial capital, is a, you know, it's a major city. Absolutely. It's a great city. I love our nation's capital, Ottawa. Alberta is a stunning province. I mean, I could just go on and on, so I'll just keep going till I hit 5 or 10. I mean, Alberta, absolutely. And plus, I'm going to get in so much trouble because you're sometimes asked, what's your favorite place? If you say your hometown, you get away with it, but anything other than your hometown, you start alienating people. The west coast of Canada, British Columbia, is absolutely stunning. And I would absolutely encourage everyone in Canada and the United States to visit the Canadian North. I mean, the Arctic, the North, it's life-altering how stunning it is. And it's like nowhere else. I mean, you can go up there, you're in our nation's capital, and a couple of hours on a plane, and you are in, you know, a territory that you will never forget. It's just absolutely stunning. And it's like, literally, and then you can go above the tree line where the trees don't grow. I mean, it's just amazing.
Hey, Steve, thanks for your call.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Rick Mercer is our guide to getaways in Canada right now on Travel with Rick Steves. You can watch Rick having fun all across Canada in clips from the Rick Mercer Report at rickmercer.com. Tony's calling from Victoria in beautiful British Columbia. Tony, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much, Rick. And hi to both Ricks. I love Rick Mercer's program, and I love Rick Steves' program. So, and just to put myself in the right frame of mind, I'm standing on my deck. I'm looking across Harrow Strait at San Juan Island, which is just 10 miles across the strait. And, of course, beautiful San Juan Island in the United States.
I grew up in the Canadian San Juans. That was our vacation zone. Every summer we'd go up there and...
Canadian San Juans.
I guess you call it the Gulf Islands.
Yes.
That is an ethnocentric thing to say, isn't it? The Canadian San
Juans.
I
know, I've never heard of that before.
Wow, but, I just did it. The Gulf Islands.
And, oh my God, those Gulf Islands, those are spectacular. When I started out as a young guy in comedy, and I had a one-man show. That was one of my first big gigs. I went to Hornby Island, British Columbia, and I did a show in a small community center, and the door, you entered the door, and it was the inside of a massive tree, and you had to walk through this tree to go into this, like, Hobbit's house, which was the theater, and I'll never forget it.
The only thing I would take issue with Rick Mercer is that Vancouver is a gorgeous city. Victoria is a magnificent city.
See, I knew the minute anyone started asking me, like, where's your favorite place or where should I go? It's a hornet's nest. Now, not far from where this gentleman is calling, well, a couple of hours, I guess, Tofino, which is one of my favorite beaches in the world, and a beautiful neck of the woods, which has tremendous inns and amazing food, and my God, it's just...
And the most gorgeous time to be there, of course, is in the winter with the wonderful storms, the storm watching. And the cost of accommodation in the winter months in Tofino is about twice what it is in the summer months. So.
And just so our listeners know, that's on the rugged Pacific coast of Vancouver Island, which...
It's
high on my list. Everybody loves Tofino. Yes.
We do rugged well. Tofino on the west coast, and then on the east coast in my province, Newfoundland and Labrador, if you look up Fogo Island, which is a place that I used to visit growing up, and I never ever told anyone to go to Fogo Island when they visited Newfoundland because it was just so far to get to. I would think, who would ever go there as a tourist? It's just so far, even though I knew it was beautiful. Now, there's like a $60 million beautiful inn that's built there. It's just look up Fogo Island, F-O-G-O.
F-O-G-O.
It's a tremendous destination. And like I say, you'll see that Canada does rugged and we do it well.
Hey, Tony, you were going to ask about Prince Edward Island or something?
Prince Edward Island. It was the only province of our 10 provinces that we had not visited. So I know how our little island of Prince Edward Island joined Confederation, but I have never been able to figure out why it is one of the provinces. There is only 140,000 people in the whole province.
Huh.
They hold 2% of our seats in the House of Commons and 4% of our seats in the Senate. So they're just
overrepresented.
overrepresented.
Yeah, we've got that situation with our Senate, which is becoming more clear to people lately, is just this notion that every state or every province should have this, a similar representation, regardless of population.
It might be an interesting question. I'm not sure about the origins, but I've never heard, it's not like in Canada, there's no movement to, you know, reduce the political influence of Prince Edward Island, because, yes, while they are a very small province, or smallest province, I've never really heard anyone feel like they're overrepresented. You know, they are a province and always have been and always will. In fact, it was in Prince Edward Island where the Fathers of Confederation sat down and hammered out Canada.
Well, that's right. And then our Confederation was 1867, but Prince Edward Island did not join for another 6 years. And so I think that they just carved out a tough deal with the other provinces and said, if you want us to join, we're going to be a separate province. And we only have 140,000 people. So well, anyway, my hat's off to them.
We can travel there and ask them themselves.
Yeah. And I should say, if you do travel there, we're talking about the Atlantic coast now. It is a small island. It is joined to the mainland, so you can drive there, no ferry necessary. And it's golf for days and beautiful beaches. It's very much a great family. It is the perfect family-friendly vacation.
Wonderful people and magnificent seafood.
Oh, if you like lobster, it's
oh,
the
man.
Spot to go.
I'm just my travel dreams are percolating here. Hey, Tony, thanks for your call.
Thank you, and thanks for what you're doing.
Yeah, and happy Canada Day.
You too.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Rick Mercer. And Rick, it's been so fun to celebrate Canada with you on the air here for a few minutes. And you're from Newfoundland, is that right?
Newfoundland and Labrador, yes. When I grew up, it was just Newfoundland, but now it's Newfoundland and Labrador officially, and it's a name that I love.
And from just the spirit of a travel show here on the radio, give us one little enticing reason to visit your home province.
The hospitality is on bust. It's what we're known for, first and foremost. It is a stunningly beautiful place. It is a rock in the North Atlantic. I encourage you to visit, you know, the provincial website and see everything we have to offer. There's been a real renaissance with food and with hospitality in the last, 25 years. We're known as an island of songwriters, of singers, of musicians. The culture is first and foremost in everyone's heart, and it's, I promise you, you will not regret it. You will love it, and I bet you'll go back.
And you must have some kind of a sprightly personality, because do I understand you're 30 minutes different than in the time zone than your neighboring provinces?
We are unique that we have, yeah. So all growing up, Newfoundland is always mentioned because anytime they always say, 8 o'clock, they'd say 8:30 in Newfoundland and Labrador. So we are on the half hour time zone. It's just one of the things that makes us incredibly unique.
Hey, Rick Mercer, happy Canada Day, and I'd love to talk to you again sometime. Thanks for
joining
us.
Thank you. I would love to. I really enjoy it.
We're heading south next for Cocktails in New Orleans. Turns out the stories behind the city's famous beverages are a clue to what gives New Orleans its distinctive character. Cheers! It's Travel with Rick Steves.